16-year incumbent Boise Mayor Dave Beter didn't win a single precinct in last night's runoff. Boise seated Council President Lauren McLean won decisively with more than 65% of the vote. Homeless camping and growth drove the division between the candidates in the final weeks of the campaign. Jeff Lyons, an assistant professor in the Boise State School of Public Service, told our Samantha Wright those issues may have helped McLean keep a comfortable lead throughout the night.
From as soon as we got those absentee and early voting numbers coming in, she had a sizable lead over Mayor Beter, and really that lead kind of maintained as results kept trickling in.
And it's interesting because this race became a lot in the last month about homelessness and public camping, especially between the two candidates. And Mayor Beter had made that a real issue throughout the last 30 days.
It is interesting. You know, I think that throughout much of the campaign prior to the November election, there was some level of struggling to define the two candidates' differences on policy. And this, over the past month, really seemed to become the issue where we could clearly say there is a difference on policy. And so we did. We saw the Beter campaign definitely running some ads and some negative ads about McLean's position on homeless camping. Whether that mattered or not for the results is hard to say, frankly, but that definitely did become the issue where there was a clear difference between the candidates.
Mayor Beter has been in office as mayor for 16 years. Often when an incumbent is an incumbent, they have a pretty good chance of winning the next election. What happens when incumbents lose?
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, we know that incumbents do tend to do well on average. But there's an argument out there that these kinds of elections are often, sometimes people would say, a referendum on the incumbent. They're really about what do people think about the incumbent. And, you know, we actually saw across Idaho and especially across the Treasure Valley in November, there were a number of incumbents who struggled. I think it's especially interesting here where you have a city where people are actually pretty positive and about the city and how things are going, but you have an incumbent mayor lose. The issue of how local governments tackle growth, which we know many people are seeing as a bigger and bigger issue, may be part of why we're seeing some of these incumbents struggle.